Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Uh-oh.
What?
My time machine has been activated.
Time machine?
Time for the K&C Masterpiece 2 days after the day before yesterday. Yeah.
It's time to do some learning, people. If you think that the Dallas Cowboys have no chance to win the NFL championship this year.
Isn't that what KT's like embroiled in right now? We were talking about yesterday on the show when everybody was ready to go ahead and tank it off. And everybody's like, oh, let's go ahead and get done and finish this thing. And KT's like, you're saying a playoff isn't even good enough for you? Like, getting into the playoffs is awesome. And then KT said, I hope y'all never get into the playoffs ever again. So,
wow.
But that's where everybody is. A lot of people are, right? They think we can't win a championship. There's no way it can be done.
Well, that's just silly because this Cowboys offense is the greatest show on turf compared to the 1932 Chicago Bears. Now, the 1932 Chicago Bears, spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you how this ends up. They won the NFL championship.
Boom. Not the Super Bowl.
Right.
The NFL championship.
Super Bowl did not exist then.
Yes.
But we'll get to that in a second because there is a tie-in to the Super Bowl, sort of. The Cowboys offense through five games is averaging 16.6 points per game. Seems low. The 1932 Chicago Bears in their first four games averaged 0 points.
That's not enough.
Their record through the first four games.
Oh, they averaged 0 points?
They averaged 0 points. What do you think their record was?
I'm going to go out on a limb here. 0-3-1.
Ooh.
Try 0-1-3, where they had no.
They had three ties?
No wins, one loss. And three ties.
That defense was pissed.
They had 3-0-0 ties. That fan base is pissed.
Correct. Season opener against the Green Bay Packers. Scoreless tie. Game two against the Staten Island Stapletons. 0-0. Game three against the Chicago Cardinals. 0-0. Game four against the Green Bay Packers, who were coached by Curly Lambeau.
Oh, I remember him.
As in the person Lambeau Field is named after. They dropped a heartbreaker in that one.
Who's the Lambeau Leap named after, though?
Probably still Curly.
All right.
They dropped a heartbreaker there, 2-0. That would be the only game they lost all season. They played 14 games. How many games do you think that they won?
Out of 13, well, I know that they didn't win one. And
correct.
They also didn't win three. So
correct.
They won, and they played 13 games?
14 games.
14 games, so they won 10.
Now, I could see why you would think that, Corey.
Math.
That's a very reasonable guess.
You're welcome.
10, 1, and 3. No.
Okay.
The 1932 Chicago Bears would finish the season at 7-1-6.
Ooh, that's barely over 500. Hold on, they had three more ties?
They had three more ties throughout the season. 7-7 against the Boston Braves, 13-13 against the Portsmouth Spartans,
what?
And then another tie against the Spartans, 7-7, which put their record at 4-1-6 before they finished the season on a three-game winning streak en route to the championship. Now, some of the players on this team have amazing names. Some of them you might be more familiar with. This is the team that had Red Grange and Bronco Nagurski on it. They also had players like Dick Nesbitt.
What?
And Keith Molesworth. And I just thought,
how much is that?
That's, I just thought that that's something that you needed to know, but
there's levels of it, right? There's like the Cindy Crawford one, and then there's like the Mark Sanchez one.
Does he have a mole too? I guess I never really paid attention to that.
Yeah, he definitely does. Okay. And then there's the Drew Brees one.
Right.
Which he got removed, so.
Well, once you get to a certain level of success, you have to go ahead and move on. Yeah. So, the 1932 Chicago Bears are really interesting because, as you can guess, with all of these ties, it kind of messed up the way the league standings worked because they didn't have playoffs back then. But the Bears roll in there at 7-1-6. They essentially had the exact same record as the Portsmouth Spartans. What to do, what to do. In 1932, for the first time ever, the NFL held a playoff game.
What?
So this is the precursor to the Super Bowl. First ever playoff game in 1932. Now, the Chicago Bears are going to be in this game, but...
Is this a playoff or a play-in?
It's a playoff.
Okay,
winner
all right.
take all. But here's a problem. They were going to play the game at Wrigley Field, which is where the Bears' home field was.
It's also where the Cubs play.
That is true. However, it was too cold.
What?
Temperatures were approaching zero, ice covered the field, and people panicked that nobody would show up to the game.
Dude, what happened? What about the first Super Bowl?
That was like 30 years later. The Ice Bowl leading into it. 35 years later. Well, they didn't have that fancy technology yet. So they said, I don't know what to do. Let's move the game indoors. So they did. Here's the problem. There was no indoor football field.
Right. They didn't have it yet.
So they made an 80-yard field out of dirt.
80? Huh? 80?
80.
It's not long enough.
That's true.
Here's supposed to be 100 yards.
That's true. And technically, it's supposed to be 120 yards with the end zones.
Right.
They didn't have room in
the stadium. They created arena football.
They did. But then they tweaked it up even more. They didn't have room to put goalposts on both sides of the field. So, they only put goalposts on one side of the field and would only allow extra points. Field goals for this game were outlawed. I swear to God, that's true.
That's awesome. Kevin, real quick from the 210, I missed this segment. Y'all are awesome. From the 817, I don't know what's more disturbing. The fact that you have to go back to 1932 to give the 2018 Cowboys some hope. Or how much research Kevin had to put into this.
Oh, man. Because it's like one of these things where you like you start to learn things and you just become so much more fascinated by it. Mm-hmm. All right. So last we left, it's the Chicago Bears against the Portsmouth Spartans.
Portsmouth. Is it Portsmouth or Portsmouth?
Portsmouth.
All right.
But Portsmouth. It's all one word. Portsmouth. Okay. Fair enough. What if I told you that's a current team in the NFL?
It is. I looked it up just a few minutes ago.
It is the Detroit Lions.
Huh?
That is what that team became.
So it was the Bears and the Lions.
Yeah, so it was the Bears and the Lions, if it makes you
now
more
it
comfortable.
That would only happen nowadays if the wild card was in play. All right, that makes sense.
Okay, so when last we left, the NFL haphazardly set up the first ever postseason game. But they had to play it indoors. So instead of having a 120-yard field of turf or grass, they had an 80-yard field of dirt. And they only had the uprights on one side of the field, which, as I said, both teams agreed they would be prohibited from kicking field goals. That is not the only rule that needed to change. The typical field was 160 feet wide. This field was only 145 feet wide. Now, apparently, there used to be a really weird rule in the NFL that the next play took place exactly where the ball stopped.
So, huh? If you went, like, it would start on the sideline if you went out of bounds?
It would be, you would start the play there?
Nobody ever ran out of bounds.
Because they were afraid to run out of bounds?
So, wherever you took the ball on either side of the field, that's where you set it up. But since they shrunk the field 15 feet for this weird indoor game.
So would you be allowed to have like four offensive linemen on the left side of the ball and one on in a center at the goal, at the sideline?
I guess so. Oh. I don't see any other way you could accomplish it. Well, finally, in this first ever playoff game, they said, hey, since this field is smaller, if you get to the sideline, let's make a rule that says you can move the ball 10 yards off the sideline. Hence where the hash mark began. Because of this game, that's where the first ever hash mark came into play. And then by the 1933 NFL season, everyone is like, oh yeah, this is the most common sense thing I've ever heard of. We should probably do that. And so they changed it.
Smart.
And so the hash mark came into play. Unfortunately for the soon-to-be Lions, the unstoppable Bears defense was still in full effect.
Real quick, Kevin from the 229, can you imagine what would have happened if they threw these kind of curveballs at Jason Garrett?
Yes. Blue screen.
Yeah, man.
Blue screen of death.
No freaking kidding.
All right, back to you.
So the Bears defense was still awesome. Gave up no points.
Right.
They also had a touchdown pass when Bronco Nagurski connected with Red Grange for a controversial touchdown. Why was it controversial?
They didn't know where the end zone was.
That's a fair point. But also, there used to be a rule in the NFL that if you threw a forward pass, you had to throw it at least 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
What?
So you know how, like, now it's the line of scrimmage. Back then, it had to be at least 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
So the pass had to travel behind the line of scrimmage, or you had to be standing?
You had to be standing at least 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The Spartans contested that that play was not legal, but it's 1932. There's no instant replay for a long-ass time. So the touchdown stood, and then later they made a safety, and the Bears won the first ever playoff game, which was essentially the first ever NFL championship game, by the score of 9-0 in their bootleg indoor game, which, by the way, didn't succeed because it only drew 5,000 people.
That seems like a success to me. I mean, it was 1932. If you could get 5,000 people somewhere.
I think they were hoping for a lot more than that.
Okay.
So,
next time, play the game in Texas.
Okay, I guess. So, unfortunately, it was a loss for Portsmouth players like Glenn Presnell.
Who?
And Leroy Ace Gutowski.
What? That's not a real name.
Oh, yes, it is. Leroy Ace Gutowski. Well, he had to accept the failure as Dick Nesbitt intercepted a pass in the championship game thrown by Ace Gutowski. So just let that sink in. There was a football game played indoors on a dirt field with goalposts on only one side where they invented the hash mark and Dick Nesbitt intercepted a pass from Ace Gutowski to determine the first ever official NFL champion in the first ever NFL playoff game. Those are all things that happened for the 1932 Chicago Bears, the champions of the NFL, with a final record of 7 wins, 1 loss, and 6 ties.
So, Colby, all we have to do is, well, we've already got 3 losses, though, Kevin. So there's no way we can be similar with the ties and losses and schedule.
Maybe we just need, okay, but here's the thing.
They had less games.
That equates
then
to half a loss.
All right.
So essentially they finished 10-4.
Okay.
So
10-4.
Let's go 10-4-2.
10-4-2, Colby.
Okay.
Can we do this thing happen?
I think you can win this division at 8-8, but okay.
We just got to go 8-1-2 the rest of the way and find a dirt field to play, and we're in business.
There you go.
You guys in?
I'm totally in.
All right.
It's going to happen now.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.